Backseat Book Club, feedback episode number 4.
Hi, this is Brandon Sanderson, author of Mistborn and the Wheel of Time series, among other things, and you are listening to the Backseat Book Club.
Scott here for another Backseat Book Club feedback episode. In this case, we are dealing with a brief essay written by Matthew Wayne Selznick in response to our review of Brave Man Run by Matthew Wayne Selznick. As you might guess, he has a bit of a bias. Again, it is kind of long, so I'll let you go to the website and view the whole thing. I'll summarize a few points as I respond to them. I guess first off is I did list Lulu as the initial publisher. Blame Goodreads for that one. I just kind of grab that. That tends to be where I grab the publication information most of the time because it's right. But apparently, he claims he is the publisher, and there were a few other additions. Now, the bulk of his complaints have to do with the fact that, well, he's got a new edition coming out. We mentioned that. And he even offered to slide us some early copies. But here's the thing. Tony recommended the 2005 podcast version of it. It's the version he listened to the first time and on his second listening for preparing for the episode. It's the version I listened to. I'm pretty sure it's the version Lena listened to. Heck, I bet it was the version you listened to, because I was nice enough to link it to you in the last episode. You know, that's what we were working off of. I don't know if we made that perfectly clear, but I guess he has an issue with that because there is a Shiny Pants new edition coming. Eventually. Soon, probably. And he offered us review copies of that a week before recording because Tony mentioned it. A week. Just a week. And here's my point, is I've thrown things off the suggestion list because they weren't available. And this is the same thing. You know, I pointed you to the podcast version because that's the easiest one to come by. Since I believe that everyone who's listening should be able to read it at the same time we are. So, while having an early access to the new, presumably better version would be great, but I don't think so. I don't think that's, great for the whole group, because I really want us to come together, even if none of you really talk to me or anyone else about it. I'd like this to be a group experience. And to be quite frank, for my personal opinion, looking at the advance, having access to an advance copy would have meant reading your shallow, derivative, repetitive, boring, easy piece of junk fiction twice. And I didn't want to do that. So that's kind of the reason why we went with the version we did, because we'd already read it, and I was not going to bother with it again. So, that's where I stand, Matt. You have your opinion, I have mine. I'm sorry Tony can't pull his money from your Kickstarter. Good day. Please send all your comments, either on the website, Goodreads, or voicemail them to us. Just call 618-207-4794, or you can visit us at backseatproducers.com and push a nice button and have Google call you, save you some long-distance charges. See you next time.
Backseat Book Club is a Backseat production. Visit backseatproducers.com for more shows, join the discussion, and make suggestions for books on goodreads.com. Music by Kevin MacLeod.